I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Even before oil prices went through the roof last summertime, the Gulf states were throwing their cash around. They used their sovereign wealth funds. They're named that way because they're controlled by sovereign governments. They used them to shop for American and European companies to invest in or to buy outright. Well, now, 6 months later, the cost of oil is down, and so is the Arab appetite for Western assets. From Abu Dhabi, Ben Gilbert reports.
Almost exactly a year ago, Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth fund injected $7.5 billion into an ailing Citigroup. About the same time, Kuwait invested in Merrill Lynch. Back then, Western governments raised alarm bells about possible political motives of Arab and other sovereign wealth funds and their lack of transparency. What a difference a financial crisis makes.
All the challenges we face today, we face together.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown a month ago.
By close collaboration and cooperation, we give ourselves the best chance of success.
Brown was in Abu Dhabi, home to the world's biggest sovereign wealth fund, valued at $800 billion. During his trip, Brown told reporters he welcomed investment from sovereign wealth funds. Just before Brown arrived, the United States Deputy Treasury Secretary, Robert Kimmett, made a similar trip. He wanted to make clear that Gulf money was also welcome in the U.S. Around the same time, President Bush was cozying up with his guest, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, at Camp David for the second time in 5 months. But, staggered by this autumn's falling oil prices and burnt by investments that have lost half their value or more in the financial crisis, few sovereign wealth funds are taking risks these days. HSBC Chief Economist for Gulf Markets, Simon Williams.
Times have changed substantially, and they've changed very rapidly. But I think it's changed on both sides, and the attitudes of the West toward the sovereign wealth funds has changed. I'd also say the sovereign wealth funds' attitude toward the Western markets has moved quite a long way as well.
The Gulf states' new view was evident at this private equity fund conference in Dubai a few weeks ago. The mood had turned 180 degrees from a similar conference 18 months ago, says Ijaz Shamsi.
There were so many investors available, but at this point in time, the scenario is totally different.
Shamsi is senior vice president of Pakistan Private Equity. He came here looking for cash, including some of the nearly $3 trillion sovereign wealth funds are estimated to possess. But he says investors are playing it safe.
I think they are mostly sitting on cash because they have already made a lot of losses on their investments. So they are very much reluctant in investing money at this point in time. So it is becoming very, very difficult for us to convince them and for them to trust us.
Williams says sovereign wealth funds are taking a wait-and-see attitude.
I think most prudent investors, even those with time horizons as long as the region's sovereign wealth funds, will wait for clarity into the global financial markets before establishing large positions. There are some deals that will still go through, but I think they'll be relatively small in number.
There has been a big one recently. Late last month, Abu Dhabi's royal family bought $11 billion worth of shares in Barclays, Britain's second biggest bank. That gives the family a 16% stake in the bank, making it the largest shareholder. Barclays also sold 15% of its stock to investors from Qatar's government. And reports reveal the bank had to promise to pay higher interest payments to their new partners from the Gulf. But other funds are looking to repatriate some of their wealth. Williams says he doesn't think funds will actually start selling all their foreign assets, but their level of aggressiveness in the long term will be decided by this crisis.
What's going to be interesting over the next few months, and really I guess over the next couple of years or so, will be to see what conclusions the sovereign wealth funds draw about investing overseas. You could perhaps argue that they will look at how cheap asset prices are in the West and conclude that now is a great time to be increasing their positions. Or you could argue they will look at the losses they've incurred over the past few months and say these were markets that we perhaps didn't understand as well as we thought we did, in markets that we do understand that much better.
With oil prices down, most funds are being very conservative. Pakistan Private Equity's Ijaz Shamsi says he's not getting his hopes up for any significant changes until after January 20th.
Let's see what Mr. Obama is going to do. A lot depends on him.
Shamsi says he hopes a new U.S. administration will usher in the beginning of the end of the financial crisis and help give deep-pocketed investors, like sovereign wealth funds, the confidence to get back into the markets. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert, Dubai.